hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Data Protection Made Easy podcast. It's the last one of the year, the Christmas special, the chaotic Christmas special, might I add, and topped off by the fact that it might not actually have been recorded or the recording has failed. So we're going to do a bit of a bigger intro and hopefully we could recover it. But if not, Miles is going to put more detail in a blog on the website for you to have a look at. It's a real shame, to be fair, because we had a very chaotic Christmas quiz.
It was bedlam. It was absolute bedlam.
I mean, entertainment factor for me, at least 10 out of 10. Sweating factor, live on air, 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Need a shower. But it was good fun, wasn't it? I mean, it was good. And people seemed to sort of get into it and enjoy the Christmas quiz. We spent a bit of time talking news, didn't we? There's quite a few news articles we talked about. And then we went into, I was asked to do a kind of a naughty and nice list, which was, yeah, it's quite interesting. We got a little bit of interaction there, who should be on the naughty list. But I mean, what did you think of the naughty and nice list? It was mainly people who had breaches or been fined or prosecuted or clearly done bad things. Well, in our opinion, bad things.
I loved it. I thought you smashed it, Phil. Sorry, Santa. For those listening in as well, Phil is wearing a fantastic Christmas hat with a little bobble on the end.
With a little bobble
whipping
on
his face.
Yeah. We had Meta on the list for the fines and the heinous crimes of
Meta. TikTok.
And various others as well. People stealing data and being prosecuted for that. And big data breaches like MoveIt. That was a big, you know, people relying on them for moving data around. And they really, you know, just a shame they didn't have security covered sufficiently well. It was quite a good, interesting discussion, I thought, about that. H&M for the work they did, scraping all sorts of information about their employees off their Facebook profiles and then profiling the employees.
I want to know, Phil, bad stuff. You know, you've found the naughty list or some of the naughty list based on the ICO's enforcement this year. Would you put the ICO on the naughty list?
Oh, I would not. No, I think the ICO is a marvelous organisation.
Okay, each to their own.
Why would they be on the naughty list? I mean, I think there's things they can, in my opinion, improve, but I'm not sure I'd go so far as to say that they're naughty. You know, they're being bad. I mean, they should have maybe been more active. You know, but I don't know whether I'd say that they're being bad.
I mean, negligence can be a crime as well.
As was in the recent ruling we talked about, the. In the recent ruling about negligence and fines and an undertaking. That was a news story we picked up on.
CJEU ruling around intention, I believe.
And it was nice to have a look at the nice list as well. All the people who got Picasso Awards, the Privacy Picasso Awards. Great. I mean, some good companies, you know, BT, Vodafone on there. I mean, it's a shame that you can't at this stage see what they did. So I'm really interested in like privacy culture and a BT Group won an award for the best privacy culture improvement. Well, it'd be great to know what they did, wouldn't it? And we see if there's anything we can learn from that and pick up and do ourselves. So that was good. I mean, we mentioned about TikTok's DPO getting highly commended in the Outstanding DPO Award, as well as having a £12.7 million fine from the ICO. But
yeah, I mean, she's got a big job on her hands, so... You know, it might actually make sense. Maybe she's fixing a lot of the flaws.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder if that's a lonely role in an organisation like that, or whether actually it's, you know, integrated and fully supported. My suspicion is that it's fairly lonely. You know, people don't want to hear, oh, you can't do that, or you can do it if you do this. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. Don't know enough.
Absolutely high pressure as well, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and global, you know, so it's good. But that was quite good doing the naughty nice. We did the quiz, which was an absolute interesting experience.
I'm glad you chose your words carefully, Phil. I mean, we had some good feedback. People want to see it again. But yes, it was absolutely chaotic.
I don't think it's a tech fail. We didn't practice. We should have practiced it first.
Yeah, obviously, definitely should have practiced it. It was one thing after another. But it added to the fun. Yeah, I think one of the things I found interesting as well, going back to the naughty list, was around breaches that you covered, Phil.
Yeah,
I'm just scrambling to find where it was in my notes. But
according to we didn't actually talk about this, but according to IT Governance website, there's been 1,404 data breaches in 2023. And again, I don't know if that's a global figure. This is probably just reported ones. I don't know. Yeah. And is that five trillion records are being breached?
Five billion, and so on.
Yeah. So we talked through a few of them, didn't we? The MGM, the British Library, the Move It, the T-Mobile, ChatGPT, Duolingo, JD Sports, Darkbeam, and PayPal. And there was loads more. I don't remember talking about most of those on the podcast, so they've either gone under the radar or we've had other things and not got around to talking about them.
Yeah, I mean, the way our notes are sometimes, there's been a lot. I don't think we've struggled too much, especially as the year's gone on for news this year, with data protection updates and breaches and just all sorts. So it could have easily been buried deep into one of our plans for the sessions, but there's been so much going on.
Now, did we get any feedback on what to focus on in the new year? I mean, we put our opinions forward, didn't we? But I can't remember getting any feedback in the chat on that.
No, we didn't ask for feedback, but we did cover what we predict will be hot topics of conversation in the UK. So, and maybe EU as well, to be fair.
So we covered that as well as New Year's resolution, didn't we?
Yeah.
This clamp down on cookies is definitely kind of getting momentum into it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's showing in organisations' interest in making sure that they get it right. So like I was saying on the session that, you know, we're going to be delivering cookies training for a customer. You're doing a cookies audit. You know, that it's increasing the conversation.
Looking forward to it. So yeah. my thoughts for next year, you know, you said to me on the podcast, you know, what do you think the number one priority for you to do if you're a DPO in an organization? And for me, it's carry out an audit. You know, I don't see enough audits. I think they're absolutely fundamental to understanding where you are and what you've got left to do, what's working, what's not working. But I would start off by doing that, because that's going to highlight, you know, we might need to do more training, or might need to do more on culture, might need to do more on data protection by design and by default, might need to do more on our ROPAs or privacy notices. But without that audit, you know, that structured approach, hopefully independent as well and objective, then it's good to do that. It should be done every January, in my opinion. Right, new year, find out where we are, crack on this year.
Yeah, I mean, January is depressing enough. I don't know if you want the stress of a data protection audit on top of that.
Yeah, I'd do it on the 28th of January every year. Why would you do it on the 28th of January every year?
Because it is it's Data Protection Day.
Ah, well done you.
I was gonna say it's the birthday of the GDPR, but that's May.
Right, we're waffling on here, Jasmine. We meant to waffle on this, might as well just waffle on, or does it, is this in case we can't recover the recording, is it?
A bit of waffles needed. So what we've waffled on about today, you will, like I said earlier, you will be able to find information around this on the website. If you don't want to read it, you know, put it through Google as to read out order as an audio, and then it can allude to the idea of a podcast. But yeah, we're sorry to provide the recording, because it was a fun session. Probably one of my favourite to date, but not to rub it in. That just means that you should be listening live.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know, if you do listen to this before Christmas, have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and thank you for all of your support this year. And thank you, Phil and Joe, for a fantastic 2023.
Ho, 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 and hey.
Yeah, Joe is here, by the way.
Yeah, no, I'm agreeing with you. Here is I'm agreeing with you. And how?
No, I get that. I was just wondering. Oh, right, okay. Joe is actually here.
Yeah, he's been quiet, isn't he? He's not well though, is he? Yeah, not.
Yeah, apologies, guys. I'm hopefully I'll be back to my full better self in 2024.
We don't doubt it. Thanks all.